It is Spence. Good morning. And we have a big event today, a big golf tournament, Last Man Standing Golf Event. I think this is the sixth year with that. Joining me in studio is Michael McLaughlin, also Nate Tisch, the VSOs for Nicollet and Blue Earth County. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Pleasure to see you. Our once a year get to, actually, maybe twice with Rock Recon.
Rock Recon.
But tell me about, you know, what an event like this means for the veterans in each of your counties.
Go ahead, Nate.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start us off here. It's a big deal for our area veterans. The Vietnam Last Man Club of the St. Peter area put together a fundraising golf tournament. And a few years ago, they decided, we identified as a community, a veteran community, an unmet need. And there are ways that the VA can be there for our veterans. There are ways that the State Department of Veteran Affairs can be there for our veterans. And then there are always those things that the VA is not going to be there to help with. And the Vietnam Last Man Club here put together this fundraiser and relief fund dedicated towards shoring up some of them unmet needs. We lean on them pretty heavily when we find veterans in a hardship situation. This could be due to things like vehicle repairs or unforeseen medical expenses or things of that nature.
Yeah, that's outstanding, because you're right, because there are so many criteria things, what you can help with, what you can't help with. And then if you got a vet that really needs help, you have the opportunity to go ahead and use some funds that maybe you normally wouldn't even have exist in your county.
Yeah, and really, I think something that the community partners like the Last Man's Club and some of the other ones in the area fill the void of timeliness. Federal and state government don't necessarily work when there is a crisis, you know, right away, immediately. And when there's food that needs to be put on the table, there's rent that needs to be paid, you know, to prevent eviction, when there's a vehicle repair so they can get to work and maintain employment and support the family, and that repair needs to get done today, that veteran or that family of the veteran doesn't always have, you know, 3 weeks to wait for a response from an application that's filed. And that's where the community partners come in, like the Last Man's Club, where we can have that responsiveness and assistance that wouldn't be there otherwise.
How many veterans do you guys have in each of your respective counties right now?
Blue Earth County is around 4,000, somewhere in that area.
And we're consistently right around 1,800 veterans in Nicollet County.
The one thing for both counties, I would say, is that you do get some flux and flow. We are college towns, you know, between St. Peter, North Mankato, and Mankato. Yeah. And we have a large veteran student population that are using those benefits. And we often come across veterans from other counties that are attending school in either South Central or Gustavus or MSU or Bethany, that they do all their schooling and healthcare and stuff in town. And so they come across our offices a lot of times just because that's where they are, is in these communities. So it has, I guess, even a greater impact than just Nicollet and Blue Earth County too.
How do you guys get these veterans that are in the community that aren't a part of the organization yet, that maybe aren't aware of the benefits and the things that you guys do? How do you get the word out to get them to come in and go, you know what, I could use some help?
Well, thankfully, we got invested community partners like you guys, too, that get us out on the radio here on these opportunities throughout the year. And a lot of it is word of mouth. I'd say both counties have made vested interests in putting advertisement out there, too, via radio, television, paper, too, as well. And then just the old social network of people actually talking to each other, and one friend tells one friend and one friend tells another. And I can't say enough, you know, between local media too and the radio stations have given us opportunities to talk about events like this, a lot of that messaging too.
If we've got a vet that's listening this morning, what's the process? I'm like, okay, they live in Blue Earth County, they live in Nicollet County, and they're curious about some things. How do they approach you guys and find out more information?
Yeah, the first thing that we like to encourage is to come and see your county veteran service officers. We're a free service located in the county buildings, respectively. Each Minnesota county does have a veteran service office, and we're kind of the hub or the one-stop shop for educating our area veterans on the programs and the benefits that are out there. It ties in nicely to conducting some vetting for those federal Department of Veteran Affairs programs, and then looking on downwards and seeing what else can we help with while you're here. We try and get out into the weeds and get people acquainted with the Veterans Service Office when they're not aware. That is a part of this effort right here. It's going to be an ongoing effort. There are a number of veterans who aren't aware of their programs and benefits. So, yeah, that word of mouth stuff is a big deal, too. It's not always... when we talk about things like a relief fund with this Vietnam Last Man Club's golf tournament, we're talking about financial assistance for veterans in a hardship situation, and that doesn't pertain to a lot of our veterans. Might be about 1 in 60 veterans that we're helping over the past few years with this. So when it comes to other veterans who are aware of this, it's a matter of thinking about who else you might know in the community. You got a neighbor, a family member, a friend that might not realize what they're eligible for in terms of their veteran benefits.
And I'd say just a plug, too, for the state's call-in number. If you're looking for a specific number that can get you routed, you know, to your appropriate county office or at least a resource near you, would be the 1-888-LINK-VET. That's 3 8s, Marine Corps math for me. And that's the state essentially central hub call-in that they, if you say, hey, I'm down in Bloor City, they'll get you directed to the Faribault County. If you say, hey, I'm over in Lafayette, they'll get you directed to Nate Nicollet County or Lake Crystal to us in Blue Earth County. So that's a pretty easy number. I would also say don't just be afraid to step out and make that initial communication. All the county offices have a very open door policy between each other. We're talking all the time, like me and Nate talk pretty regularly. And that's the same way with the other counties. So it's really no wrong door. If you get into somebody's office, they'll get you where you need to be.
And a quick Google search, too. If you, you know, type in VSO Blue Earth County, VSO Nicollet County, you guys come right up.
Yeah, you can IHOP it or interweb it or whatever you want to do, and it'll pop up. And then Last Man's Club has a presence. The Vietnam Vets Last Man's Club has a presence online and social media, too. And all those community partners, the local service org, nonprofits, whether it's the Last Man's Club, whether it's the DAV or the VFW or Legion, if you reach out to one of them, they're all aware of the services, too. So the social media, you can hit those groups, too, on.
Well, guys, thank you so much for your time this morning. Enjoy the golf outing today and some camaraderie with the other vets. And look forward to talking with you more as we get closer to Rock Recon coming up in August.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Vince.
Thanks, guys.